John chapter 8. There are many churches that preach what is called the full gospel. They call themselves full gospel church. And what they mean is, we preach that Jesus is forgiver of sin. They call it Savior. He's not Savior really, because He's not saved them from their sins. They say Jesus forgives our sins and He baptizes us in the Holy Spirit, and then we keep on being defeated. No. That's not the full gospel, that you get your sins forgiven and speak in tongues. I thank God for all of that. The full gospel is what Jesus preached in John chapter 8 to a woman caught in adultery. You know, in all the people whom Jesus encountered, one of the most embarrassing and awkward. Imagine being caught in adultery. Not that somebody heard you committed adultery yesterday. No. Caught in the room where you were committing adultery and pulled out from there. Put on your clothes. Come on, we're going to take you to Jesus. It's one of the worst cases I read in the Gospels. Even the thief on the cross was a little better. He wasn't caught in the act. Zacchaeus, he had cheated years ago. He wasn't caught in the act. There was one sinner in the Gospels who was caught in the act. Even the woman of Samaria, she had divorced a long time ago, was sleeping with some other man. But one woman was caught in the act. John 8:4. This woman has been caught in adultery in the very act. It's not something we heard reported. We pulled her out of the room, told her to put on her clothes, and we brought her to you. What do you do with such a woman? The old covenant said, stone her to death. But Jesus did not come to stone people to death. It was Jesus who gave Moses that command from heaven on Mount Sinai. That was the same Jesus. He was not known as Jesus then. He was the second person of the Trinity. When he came to earth, didn't he remember the command he gave to Moses 1500 years earlier? Sure. But that was to make people aware of the seriousness of adultery. But Jesus did not come on earth to stone people. He has no stones in his pockets. He didn't have stones in his pockets then, and he doesn't have stones in his pockets today. Any preacher who throws stones at people is not following Christ. But he speaks strong words. Oh, there's nobody who preached as strongly as Jesus. You serpents, you generation of vipers, how will you escape the damnation of hell? You who exploit others, you who are hypocrites, your inside is all dirty. What does he tell this woman? Where are these people who condemn you? Verse 10. There are no one here, Lord. They were all gone. Jesus drove away every person who dared to condemn this wretched, sinful woman. That's what he does today. And then he says, this is the full gospel. Two sentences, that's all. I do not condemn you. Number one, don't sin again. Number two, that is the full gospel. John 8:11. And that is what we have preached in this church for 41 years. Not only don't sin again. First, I don't condemn you. If you don't begin there, you will keep on sinning. You must know that condemnation is gone, because Christ died and paid the price. There is not even one cent I have to pay of my debt. It's completely cleared. There is no condemnation. I stand with no condemnation in my life over my past life. If you don't begin there, you'll never come to a life of victory. You have to begin with Jesus saying to you, I do not condemn you. Let the whole world condemn you. I don't condemn you. If you haven't heard it, you need to hear it now. And we've preached it strongly in this church. But from that foundation, that's the foundation, then we put the building up. Don't sin again. Not, well, I know you had this bad habit of adultery. Don't worry if you slip up once in a while. Maybe once in a month you may slip up. Don't worry, my girl. It's okay. Just make sure it's not too frequent. You'll gradually get over it. It'll gradually be, you'll commit adultery once in 3 weeks. And then after some time you'll commit once in 2 weeks. And you will slowly start committing only adultery only once in a week. Is that what he said? Don't sin again. And today, he gives us what he could not give that woman on that day. The mighty power of the Holy Spirit. I'm sure she became a Christian and was filled with the Holy Spirit later on. Today we don't have to wait. The Holy Spirit has come. So this is the full gospel. Whenever you hear of the full gospel, remember John 8:11. It's not just speaking in tongues. No. It's not being healed. It's not even being healed of cancer. I'll tell you honestly, if I had sin and I had cancer, I'd say, Lord, deliver me from sin. Cancer, I don't mind. Even if I die of cancer, I'll go to heaven. But if I live in sin, I'll never go to heaven. So it's amazing how people, I've often said in this church, if you are more afraid of cancer than of sin, you haven't understood the gospel. You haven't. You haven't understood Jesus dying on the cross. If you're more afraid of cancer than yelling at your wife, something is fundamentally wrong with your understanding of the gospel. If you're more afraid of cancer than watching pornography, something is fundamentally wrong with your understanding of the gospel. And that's what we're trying to correct in this church. Where we hate sin more than sickness. Why did Jesus tell people whom he healed, don't tell anybody? Today, healers will say, go and tell everybody, publish it in the papers, and here's a magazine, bring your photograph, how you were healed. Jesus said, no, don't tell anyone. Because he said, then people will come to me for healing. I'm not interested in that. I didn't come for that. I came to call sinners to repentance. That's what we preach. We pray when we are sick. And in the Lord's will, sometimes he heals. Sometimes people are not healed, like Elisha, the prophet. He became sick. He prayed, he was not healed, and he died. You read that, 2 Kings 13. So, but sin, we can say there'll never be a sin from which you pray, Lord, deliver me, and he said, no, I won't deliver you. Even the apostle Paul prayed for an eye problem he had. Lord, heal me, heal me, heal me. And the Lord said, no, I won't heal you. But the Lord never told Paul about any sinful habit he had, I won't deliver you from that. Never. There's not a single sin that God will not deliver us from. I don't know what sin you're a slave to. But I want to tell you in Jesus' name, you can be delivered from that sin 100%. I was a slave to sins. The Lord delivered me. That's why I can say that confidently. But I can't promise you the same when it comes to healing. I'll tell you the truth. When we're sick, we pray. And if the Lord is merciful, he heals us. But he also tests us when we are sick. Do you pray for deliverance from sin as much as you pray for deliverance from high blood pressure and diabetes and being overweight? Do you cry out as much to be delivered from anger and from dirty thoughts? And from telling lies, you're so concerned, regularly checking up your blood pressure and your blood sugar and all those things. What about checking up your heart condition? So God tests us through sickness to see whether we are more concerned about that. Oh, my child is sick. What about the sin in your life? And there you discover if you're honest. If you're honest, and there are very few who are honest. Lord, I'm sorry. This sickness means more to me than sin. I'm really ashamed of myself, Lord. So God tests you when you're sick. And if you take it seriously, you can be delivered from sin, which will be a greater deliverance than sickness. I don't know how much longer I'm going to live. But I'm not afraid of sickness. I want to be careful. But I don't want to sin. I'll tell you honestly. To me, I've come to see so clearly that's the only thing that will matter when I stand before the Lord. I don't want to sin in my conversation, in my thoughts, in my attitudes to people, in the way I live at home, in my private life, in the way I handle money, everything.